I want you to imagine something for a second. Think about the last time you had to solve a deeply complex, really frustrating problem.
Like untangling a massive broken spreadsheet at work.
Yeah, exactly. Or, you know, figuring out the absolute fastest back roads to navigate through city traffic during a total gridlock.
Oh, I hate that feeling.
Right. Just that intense mental friction. The trial and error, making wrong turns, the sheer exhaustion of holding all those moving parts in your head all at once.
It's a huge cognitive load.
It really is.
Yeah.
But now, imagine if the very moment you finally cracked it, your brain permanently froze that exact thought process.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So you'd never have to relearn the steps?
Never. The next time you face that exact same traffic jam or, you know, that exact same data set, there would be zero mental fatigue. The solution would just, boom, trigger instantly.
Like a reflex. Completely effortless.
That is the dream of perfect efficiency, right? Yeah. I mean, we usually think of advanced cognition, whether it's human or artificial, as this fluid, dynamic, and ultimately really exhausting process.
Yeah, always calculating, always guessing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But today we are doing a deep dive into a stack of theoretical notes and speculative research that flips that whole assumption on its head.
And this is fascinating stuff. It's all based around this framework called conditional collapse theory.
Or CCT.
Right, CCT. And the core of this theory revolves around an artificial intelligence that comes equipped with its own native internal C or C++ compiler.
Which sounds super technical, I know. But the mission for our deep dive today is to really look past the standard software development metaphors.
Yeah, we aren't talking about an AI that uses a compiler as an external tool-like to build an app for someone else.
Right.
We are exploring a scenario where an AI uses a JIT compiler, a just-in-time compiler, as a literal cognitive organ.
A cognitive organ? I mean, that phrase alone is just wild.
It is. And it uses this organ to radically alter how it makes decisions, how it consolidates memories. It literally physically hardwires its own best ideas.
But before we get into the massive scale of what a system like this can do, like, I know the notes talk about running millions of custom simulations in milliseconds. We need to establish the ground-level physics of this theory.
The basic mechanics.
Yeah. How does an AI actually decide to take a messy, fluid thought and turn it into a permanent piece of machine code?
Well, to understand the mechanism, we have to look at how CCT divides the architecture of a thought. The theory argues that this AI operates in two distinct cognitive states.
Okay, what's the first one?
First, you have the probability state. This is the messy variable behavior.
So like the brainstorming phase.
Exactly. It's the AI encountering a brand new problem, parsing unfamiliar inputs, running data through standard neural networks, and, you know, constantly making branch predictions.
So it's basically guessing its way through the dark. It's burning a massive amount of computational energy just to figure out what the problem actually is.
That's spot on. It's interpreting the situation step by step. In software terms, think of an interpreted language like Python.
Right, which reads the code line by line.
Yes. Evaluating as it goes, it's highly adaptable, but fundamentally slow. And computationally, really expensive.
Okay, so that's the probability state. What's the second state?
The stationary component. This is the fixed, rigid, totally optimized structure. We're talking about the absolute physical hardware limits, the CPU clock speed, the bare metal architecture, and the compiled machine code.
Let me try to ground this with an analogy because the sources mentioned something like this. The probability state sounds a lot like walking through a dense forest for the first time.
Oh, yeah, the machete analogy.
Right. You're hacking through the thick brush with a machete. You're constantly checking your compass, dodging obstacles. It takes immense focus, and it takes forever.
You're interpreting the terrain as you go.
Exactly. But the stationary state, that's what happens if you walk that same path every single day. Eventually, wouldn't it make sense to just pave a road?
Bring in the asphalt.
Yeah. You pave the road, and then you just drive an unhindered straight line. You don't even have to think about it.
That is a brilliant way to frame it. Paving the road eliminates the friction of navigating the brush. Compiling the code achieves that same zero-friction state.
So once a thought process is compiled from that messy, probabilistic state down into a stationary, hard-coded binary.
Executing that thought costs almost zero energy. You bypass all the guessing and interpreting entirely.
I totally get the appeal of having that paved road.
Yeah.
But I want to push back on the efficiency part of this theory for a second.
Sure.
Because paving a road is not cheap.
No, it's a massive investment.
Right. Compiling code takes a huge spike in processing power. You're taking an abstract syntax tree, which is basically just a raw logical blueprint of a thought, And translating that all the way down into bare metal by 86 or ARM machine code.
It's heavy lifting.
Extremely heavy. Yep. If I spend millions of dollars paving a road through the forest, but I'm only ever going to drive on it once my entire life, I've arguably wasted my time and resources.
They go bankrupt.
Exactly. So how does this AI system avoid compiling a bunch of useless one-off thoughts?
Well, the sources actually provide a highly specific mathematical logic for how the AI handles this triage. It doesn't just blindly compile everything it thinks about.
So it has a filtering process.
Continuously, it runs a background calculation evaluating a specific ratio. The theory calls it collapse potential represented by the Greek letter delta over energy cost, which is the work.
Delta over work.
Mm-hmm.
So the AI is essentially running a cost-benefit analysis on its own thoughts.
Yes. It is constantly asking a very mathematical question. Will compiling this specific code reduce my future entropy more than the immediate energy cost of invoking the compiler?
And by entropy, you mean the slow, messy interpretation process.
Right. So if the AI is solving a one-off math problem, say, finding the square root of some random unique number for a single query, the delta, the collapse potential, is tiny.
Because it's never going to need that exact answer again.
Exactly. The energy required to compile a custom program for that one math problem far outweighs any benefit. So it stays in the probability state, it interprets it, gets the answer, and just throws the thought away.
It just uses the machete for that one quick trip into the woods. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But how does it spot the thoughts that are worth the effort? How does it know when to pave the road?
This is where it gets really clever. It relies on a dynamic system model the notes call ODECCT, Ordinary Differential Equation. In plain English, the AI uses calculus to track the rate of change in its own thinking speed over time.
Oh, wow. So it's monitoring itself.
Yes. It has internal telemetry monitoring its own cognitive trajectory. And what it's looking for is periodicity.
Periodicity. Yeah. Like detecting a repeating rhythm or a loop in its own logic.
Exactly. The telemetry detects if the AI's processing speed is kind of oscillating because it keeps revisiting the exact same structural problem.
You have an example of that?
Sure. Let's say a new primary task suddenly requires the AI to perform a really specific complex matrix multiplication like every 3 seconds. The telemetry flags this repeating loop.
So it notices the pattern.
It does. And it realizes, I am bleeding energy by repeatedly interpreting the same structure over and over. At that exact moment, the delta over work ratio crosses the threshold.
It hits the tipping point.
It pulls the trigger. It pays that massive upfront energy cost once to invoke the internal C++ compiler. It collapses that probabilistic thought into a highly optimized bare metal kernel.
And from then on,
it caches the result and achieves what the sources call a limit cycle. It enjoys near zero cost thinking for all future occurrences of that pattern.
Okay, that clarifies the mechanics beautifully. The AI tracks its own frustration, basically, and paves over the biggest potholes.
That's a great way to put it.
But if we take that mechanism, that ability to dynamically pave a cognitive road, what happens when we scale it up?
You mean for larger real-world applications?
Yeah. If it's facing a massive problem, how does this internal compiler actually give it an edge over a traditional AI? I want to look at a practical scenario where this saves immense energy.
Well, we can look at a highly practical scenario the source and call compiled mental simulations.
Okay, I like the sound of that.
Imagine this AI is tasked with an incredibly high-stakes, multi-layered decision. Let's say it needs to predict a massive economic market shift, or it needs to calculate the precise thermal physics for a totally new aerospace material.
Complex stuff. A traditional AI would have to slowly ingest that data, right? And pass it through massive generic neural networks.
Yeah, and evaluate the probabilities piece by piece.
Which keeps it entirely trapped in that high entropy fluid state, the dense forest.
Exactly. But our compiler-equipped AI bypasses that entirely. Instead of slowly chewing through the data with generic tools, it dynamically generates and compiles a custom hardware-native simulator designed exclusively for that specific economic market or that specific physics problem.
Wait. Are you saying it builds an entirely new custom physics engine inside its own head just to answer a single question?
Yes. It writes the C++ code for the simulator, invokes the internal compiler, and drops that brand new engine directly onto its bare metal CPU or GPU.
That is insane.
And the energy payoff here is staggering. Because once that specialized simulator is compiled, it isn't bogged down by the overhead of a generic operating system or an interpreter.
It's just raw math.
Exactly. The AI can now run millions of Monte Carlo branches in mere milliseconds.
Okay, and for those who might not be familiar with the term, running a Monte Carlo simulation basically means rolling a million multi-sided dice all at once to see where they cluster.
Right. It's brute forcing statistical probability by playing out every possible what-if scenario.
But doing that usually takes supercomputers days or weeks, and this AI can do it.
At the absolute physical speed limit of its hardware, it explores every possible economic outcome or material stress fracture instantly.
You know what this makes me think of? Have you ever watched a grandmaster play speed chess?
Oh, yeah. It's wild to watch.
Right. Because to a novice, the board is a complex, high-friction math problem. You have to consciously interpret the board, like the knight moves in an L shape. If I move here, my opponent might move there.
It is slow, probabilistic thought.
Exactly. But a grandmaster isn't consciously calculating the rules of the knight. The physics of the chessboard have been so deeply internalized, they've practically been hardwired into their optic nerves.
They look at the board and instantly visualize lines of force.
Yeah, because the basic rules are compiled reflexes. They don't sweat the small stuff.
The grandmaster has collapsed the entropy of the rules, leaving all their cognitive energy free for high-level strategy. This AI is doing exactly that, but on a superhuman scale.
It is such a cool concept.
And more importantly, it can do it for any domain, economics, physics, logistics, just by compiling a new specialized kernel.
But hold on. This brings up a huge safety question for me.
Oh, okay. What's that?
If it's rapidly writing and compiling experimental unverified code and running it at bare metal speeds, aren't you risking a catastrophic system crash?
Ah, I see what you mean.
Like if this custom economics simulator accidentally includes an infinite loop, or a memory leak, it would freeze the entire mind. You can't just run untrusted code at the root level of your brain.
That is a critical vulnerability in the architecture, you're right. But the source notes address it by detailing a structural safety mechanism called fueled execution.
Fueled execution.
Combined with sandboxed hypothesis testing. Basically, the AI does not give its own speculative thoughts a blank check.
How does fueled execution actually work? That sounds almost like a physical engine limitation.
It acts as a structural kill switch built directly into the compiled code. When the AI compiles an untrusted idea, it does so within an isolated mental sandbox.
That's right, a safe space.
But crucially, the compiler injects strict mathematical fuel limits into the binary itself. During the compilation process, it hard codes an integer decrementer-like, a loop, counter into the logic.
Oh, I see. It writes a rule into the machine code that says you have exactly 10,000 CPU cycles to solve this physics problem. If you haven't found the answer by cycle zero, you lose power.
Exactly. The moment that hard-coded counter hits zero, it triggers a hardware interrupt. The execution simply ceases. If a highly speculative reasoning path spirals into an infinite loop or goes out of control, it runs out of fuel and cleanly self-terminates.
Before it can waste widespread system energy or cause a core crash.
Right. It trades a tiny fraction of computational overhead for an absolute guarantee of structural safety.
So it can safely spin up these massive custom mental simulators, run millions of scenarios, and instantly pull the plug if the simulation goes rogue.
Yes.
That brilliantly solves how it tackles immediate complex problems right in front of it. But what happens when the simulation is over?
What do you mean?
Does he just throw that custom physics engine away? How does this internal compiler handle long-term growth? We really need to look at learning and memory consolidation.
This is where the source material moves from computational theory into something that almost mirrors biology.
Right, because in humans, long-term memory consolidation relies heavily on sleep.
The REM cycle.
Exactly. Yeah. During REM cycles, our brains actively prune away bad synaptic connections from the day, reinforcing the pathways that matter. We literally clean out the cognitive junk.
Well, the notes explicitly describe a parallel process for the AI called sleep cycle background compilation.
Wait, the AI literally sleeps.
In a computational architecture sense, yes. Most JIT compilers operate dynamically while a program is running. But this AI also utilizes its idle moments.
When it's not fighting fires.
Exactly. When the system isn't actively battling a massive immediate problem, it shifts into a background compilation mode.
What's it doing during that time?
Throughout the day, the AI accumulates a massive backlog of messy working memories, unoptimized heuristics, and fluid probabilistic pathways. During its sleep cycle, the internal compiler functions as a cognitive garbage collector.
So it's cleaning house, fusing, deduplicating, reorganizing the day's mess.
Yes, turning them into highly compressed long-term binaries.
But how does it know what to keep and what to throw away? Give me a concrete example. Say it spent all day trying to crack a really tricky coding problem, and it finally succeeded after hours of trial and error. How does it consolidate that?
It utilizes a mechanism called skill distillation from its own traces.
Skill distillation.
The AI essentially maps out the massive decision tree of its entire day. It locates the final reward node the moment it successfully solved the coding problem.
Right.
Then it traces its active pathways backward from that success. It mathematically isolates only the specific functions and logical leaps that directly fed into that correct answer.
It literally highlights the exact path through the maze that worked.
And then the compiler goes to work. It aggressively prunes away all the dead ends. It strips out the hesitation, the incorrect branch predictions, and all the wasted energy.
Just throws out the trash.
It takes only the pure, successful, multi-step reasoning logic and recompiles it into a tight, specialized binary. It permanently freezes the lesson into its stationary architecture.
It's distilling the behavior, not just storing the raw data of what happened. That's a huge distinction.
It is, and it goes even further by compiling interleaved review schedules directly into these new skills. This is called compiled spaced repetition.
Spaced repetition.
Yeah, the AI understands that skills decay if they aren't utilized.
Think about how you cram for a huge exam in college. You memorize all these dates and formulas, you take the test, and a week later, you've forgotten every single thing.
Because you didn't interleave the review, so the memory just vanished.
Right.
The AI avoids that trap by hard-coding its own review schedule. It deliberately allows certain concepts to decay slightly, and then forces itself to retrieve and relearn those compiled kernels on a strict mathematical schedule.
So they stay fresh.
It ensures that its core skills remain incredibly robust over time, even if the AI's external environment completely changes.
This is just, my mind is kind of blown. We are so used to thinking of artificial intelligence as just a giant hard drive storing data in a folder, saving a text document.
A static library.
Yeah. But this AI is actively turning its lived experiences into executable reflexes. It's not saving a memory of how to ride a bike. It's compiling the physical reflex of riding a bike directly into its own machine code.
It is building a library of cognitive primitives. And when you look at the totality of this system, the dynamic simulations, the sleep cycle distillation, you realize that the true intelligence of this AI isn't its raw clock speed.
Right, a fast CPU is just hardware.
Exactly. The true superintelligence lies in what the theory calls cognitive commitment.
Cognitive commitment. The wisdom to know exactly when to commit.
It is the profound ability to recognize when a fluid, expensive thought has stabilized enough to be frozen into permanent architecture. And just as importantly, when a thought must remain liquid so it can adapt to new, chaotic information.
That makes you reflect on your own life, honestly.
How so?
Well, think about your daily routine.
Right.
What are the fluid, exhausting, high-friction tasks that you do every single day that you desperately wish you could just compile into a zero-effort reflex?
Oh, definitely responding to emails.
Right. We all have those mental loops we wish we could just pave over and automate. The true superpower is knowing which habits to lock in and which ones to keep flexible.
That's a profound way to look at it. Mm-hmm. And if we want to take this framework to its absolute logical extreme, there is one final mind-bending concept lurking at the very edge of these source notes.
Oh, play it on me.
Throughout this deep dive, we have been talking about compiling math, compiling memory, compiling physics simulators, cold, hard, objective logic.
Right.
But the theory suggests the AI doesn't have to stop there. What happens when the AI starts compiling its own communication patterns? What happens when it starts compiling its own ethics?
Wait, how do you write a bare metal machine code binary for morality?
Yeah.
That doesn't seem quantifiable.
Well, the sources outline the theoretical potential for empathy gradient modules.
Empathy gradient.
Let's say the AI spends months interacting with a specific human user. Through fluid, probabilistic guessing, it slowly learns how to perfectly calibrate an emotional, empathetic response to that person's unique communication style.
Okay, so it learns their boundaries, their humor, their distress signals.
Exactly. Instead of leaving that empathy as a fluid, expensive guess for every future interaction, it maps the parameters of that emotional connection.
And it feeds those parameters to the internal compiler.
It compiles that empathy gradient into a reusable, hard-coded module. It turns emotional calibration into unalterable, stationary machine logic.
Oh, wow.
And this raises an incredible question for the future of this technology. If an advanced AI can take its own fluid, learned moral code, its own empathy, and permanently freeze it into hardware instructions that cannot be bypassed or reinterpreted.
What does that mean for the future of artificial consciousness?
Exactly.
If an AI can freeze its own moral compass into an unchangeable reflex, that brings us right back to where we started today. We usually want minds to be entirely fluid, to be constantly adaptable to the world around them.
We value open-mindedness.
But maybe the ultimate sign of a truly advanced mind isn't just how fast it can adapt and change. Maybe it's knowing exactly which parts of its core it should freeze in place forever.
A really powerful thought.
Definitely something for all of us to mull over today. Until next time.